The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Huh? Commentator? Is that what you just called me, was a commentator? I ain't no commentator. I'm a russet. I've been in the ground a while. Yeah, no, we've been earthing over here. 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Hey, we had to get a little lively this morning, you know. How that is, all sorts of great stuff happening in the world today, and it's up to us to put on our critical thinking caps. Oh, we just hear, what do we got here? Hochul's father dies suddenly. That must be the governor of New York. Huh, I wonder if he got the jab. Oh, well. This news brought to you by, yeah, this is almost like, you know, pick what's behind door number three. Yeah, we've all been brainwashed by the media, and we've got some interesting news this morning about what didn't happen in Gaza. Oh, I know I got your attention now. If you haven't been paying attention, you will when I get done. This week at the Power Mall, because I got to get that shameless plug in here, because this is how we survive, folks. All of you callers, you need to be shopping at the Power Mall, too. You really do. At least buy one thing a month. I mean, come on. 20% off all my books. If you want to, not all of them, but I mean the four that we have featured on the Power Mall, we do have the workshop coming up in Dallas, November 4th and 5th. For those of you in and around the Dallas area that want to try to make it, you can hit us up at support@thepowerhour.com. And the Power Hour gets a piece of that action for you attending and paying the fee to go. So it is not a cheap date, but I guarantee you, you will know more than your average neighbor does, especially when your property values start to decline because of the increase in foreclosures. So food for thought. 10% off of Miracle Skin products, 10% off OptiVita products, except for, you know, there's always an exception to the rule here. Except the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, that is already discounted. So we are not doing the 10% off because you're getting a better discount with the Winter Wellness Bundle. We want you to be healthy so you can continue to listen to the show. Now, what Jay talked about last week on the show, Colestimin Black Seed Plus Capsules, Oil of Black Seed, Silver Liquid, 10 part per million, 16-ounce bottle, Spray Accessory Kit, Willard Water Aloe Gel, 16-ounce bottle, and Silver Gel, 24 part per million, 4-ounce bottle. All of those that I just mentioned are 15% off this week at the Power Mall, which opens, by the way, in 57 minutes from now, 877-817-9829. That number's also good for calling in a donation or two, which we appreciate. You can snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can use the powerhour.com or the powermall.com. Sign up for newsletters. Participate in our social media. I'm on Substack. So is the Power Hour. Mine is davekrieger.substack.com. I just posted a new thing on there besides the information about the workshop. But there's a new thing on there about how to question the narrative. A lot of you were doing that the other day. A lot of you were doing it yesterday. I was even questioning what I thought was true, and I found out the hard way by somebody that's done the homework. See, I told you it's okay if you want to call up and try and change my mind. See, sometimes I'll interview a guest, and he's going to say stuff that I just, you know, I thought I just took for granted what history was teaching, and that's not true. See, now we're finding out all sorts of new stuff from people in the know. And that's interesting because now you see, I've changed my mind about a lot of things. And you're welcome to try to call up and change my mind if you like. I'm pretty set in my ways on some stuff. I mean, I've done a substantial amount of research when it comes to real property law and consumer credit law. And, you know, that I've studied a lot of. But, you know, when it comes to some of this other stuff that, you know, people like our guest earlier in the week basically said we were all a bunch of conspiracy theorists. You know, I'm sorry, but you got to ask. We're asking questions. This is good. We have a toll-free number that you can call, especially if you are a first-time caller. Please let us know you are. 844-769-2944. We want you to call the show, even if you are just hesitant and I don't want to be on the radio with Dave. I don't know. He might say something that I can't answer. And no, it's see, we have a friendly conversation, just you and me. Just because we have all these thousands of people that listen to it doesn't mean that you're talking to them. You're talking to me when you call up. So don't be afraid. Yeah. So, you know, what's on your mind is important here, because if you're thinking that, we've probably got 10,000 other people out there listening to the show that are thinking the same thing you are. And if you have a guest recommendation or a topic you'd like to discuss, well, that's what open lines are for. You can email us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know if there's somebody on there you'd like to have on to do an interview with. And that's the thing. I use that term to do an interview with lovingly, because it's nice when people who have questions can call up and ask them. And the person on the other end of the conversation doesn't go all ballistic and get offended by it. Because, see, people ask questions because they want to know something. Or they're like, well, wait a minute, I heard this. What's your take on that? Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you know, this is, well, I can obviously say that as part of mainstream media, sir, you've been brainwashed by the CIA. See, that's what we would all think, right? Wow. Okay, time to move on to world news here. We have no guest today on the show, which means we got 2 hours of just you and me, baby. That's it. The U.S. is sending in the FBI to Ecuador. Why is that? Well, they're offering a $5 million reward to catch the Ecuador assassin that killed presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio, or Villavicencio, on August 20th. So American FBI goes down to South America, down to Ecuador, at the request of the President Guillermo Lasso, where they met with the state attorney general's office and the national police. And this is where the $5 million reward for information leading to the capture of those responsible came about. Hundreds of anti-Israel protesters descended upon Downing Street. That would be number 10 Downing Street, where the prime minister's official residence is. That happened yesterday evening to hold a vigil for those killed in an explosion in the hospital in Gaza. Well, here's where it gets interesting, folks. You remember me telling you about the fact that we aren't there, so we don't know? Well, apparently, an Israeli surveillance drone video flew over the Al-Ahli Hospital in Gaza, which there was an alleged massive explosion resulting in the deaths of several hundred Palestinians. And come to find out, they hit the parking lot, not the hospital. But yet the media took this, ran with it, and caused all sorts of hell on earth as a result. You see, people just, they can't stop the process. They got to get angry right away and go out and march on behalf of their position in all of this. So the Jew haters all came out in full force yesterday all over the place. And even Rashida Tlaib, the little commie, she was even part of and led what, of course, the Republicans are calling an insurrection. in the U.S. Capitol office building, in the Cannon office building. This is where the Senate is, right? 300 people, pro-Hamas insurrectionists, infiltrated the U.S. Capitol office building and staged a protest. You know, I wonder if the FBI and the DOJ are going to arrest these people. Marjorie Taylor Greene even wrote the Capitol Police after all these 300 were arrested and said, you need to keep everything, video, surveillance coverage, everything, in a letter to Capitol Police. We're going to be summoning this. We want to investigate. The Committee on House Administration must investigate and review all footage and evidence Capitol Police has. The insurrectionists involved must be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, says MTG. Well, you see, you think that's going to happen? Seriously. I mean, look what happened in Tennessee. Remember that when they stormed the Capitol building in Nashville, led by three of their own? Remember that? Yeah, they got reinstated. Yeah. You really think that they're going to go after the squad? I mean, Anna Pressley was part of this. Some of the other squad members also were reportedly part of this. You think they're going to arrest everybody like they did with J6 and drag them all in front of the DC gulag judge and throw them in jail? Not hardly. Oh, no. No, that won't happen. See, we have this two-tiered system of justice going on, remember? So, you know, and it's funny that Biden comes back here after flying there and having this gobbledygook press conference, this impromptu presser where he acted like he was out of his mind, which that's common. Good night, everybody. Yeah, that out of his mind. Israel is not responsible for the hospital blast in Gaza. You see, they can't let go of that. They can't let go of the propaganda. They can't let go of the psyop. They just can't let go of that. No, it was Hamas's rocket that did the. See, let's keep that little two-party tit-for-tat going so we get everybody all upset and mad and let them go do something stupid. Let them go out and find a Palestinian somewhere in backwoods in America and string them up. Let's have a lynching party. You see, that's what they want everybody to do. We're smarter than that, folks. You know, this whole idea is we should just stay out of this. And I know that, you know, the warmongers probably all have defense stocks in their portfolios. Defense contractors have invested in Raytheon and all these other companies. Yeah, Northrop Grumman. You know, they got stock in all these companies. Come on, let's have a war so my stock goes up. I can cash in. Reading self-serving useful tools, they are. Of course, the U.S., here's the U.N. trying to step in the middle of this stuff. U.N. Security Council wants to, they had a resolution out there calling for Israel to allow humanitarian corridors into the Gaza Strip and have a pause in the fighting and the lifting of civilians to leave north of the besieged territory. Well, tell you what, Mr. UN and all you other little useful tools as part of the New World Order, here's what you can do. Why don't you send your own UN troops in there and see how Hamas treats you? Because I guarantee you, it ain't going to be pretty. And the U.S. vetoed that resolution. Understand also something that resolutions aren't law. It's all political BS. All there to get us off track and make us all sit there and, you know, flip out and, oh, we got to do something. Got to go to war. Got to go. Let's just nuke them. No, we can't do that. Let's nuke Tehran. Turn Tehran into a nuclear parking lot. Yeah, you see, all the warmongers, they got their ideas. We'll talk about World War III here in a second. Argentina, believe it or not, their inflation rate has soared above 130% as they are facing the presidential election in their country. They currently have the third highest inflation rate in the world. Wow. The Argentine peso. One word to describe it. It's not even a word. It's a raspberry. That is the Argentine peso. It's not. It's damn near worthless. Oh, my. Now let's talk about World War III. Everybody wants one. Now, when I say everybody, I'm talking about everybody but we the people. I'm talking about all the useful tools in Congress, the rhinos, the Democrats, the squad, all the people out there that didn't vote for Jim Jordan to be speaker. Oh, I'm going to read you their names. Wait, it's coming. And my lovely wife and I were having a conversation this morning about the administrative assistance for each of these Congress people. Did they ever bother to call their constituents in their own districts or go hold a town hall meeting or call their biggest donors and ask who they would like to see be Speaker of the House? No. Bunch of greedy fools want to know how much political leverage they can get. And if they can't get it, well, they don't want them in there. So like with McCarthy, if he's not willing to capitulate, you see, he agreed to so many things with the Freedom Caucus that when he started to not do what he said he was going to do, they ousted him. So they're looking for, you know, payback, because that's what it's all about when you go into Congress, right? Payback. The whole thing is one big cabal. They want us into a new world war so they can push the new world order. Here's the thing. There are not enough troops in the United Nations to go out and be a world peacekeeper. Not going to happen. I remember the time that this Kosovo-Serbia thing was going on. And troops over there, I believe it was the Serbs, captured 350 UN troops. Rounded them up and put them in an encampment for a while. Yeah, the UN troops are like, I ain't dying for this. Give me your gun. Let's just let them put your hands over your head and just march into the camp and just, you know, stay put. I mean, you know, you really think the UN is, this is what people are worried about, the UN. The UN is a joke. You have all these people that they're going to command to go kill people. And you watch what happens. You'd be more concerned about Red China and their 20 million man army or their robot army or whatever army they're bringing in here, what their plans are. They're just waiting for the United States to stick its nose so far up the derriere of the Middle East. And I'm using that expressively here on the show. That's the reference to brown nosing. They're going to stick it so far up the Middle East rectum that we're going to start World War III. We're going to be involved in it. They're going to attack us right here in our own soil. Apparently 9/11 wasn't enough. And see, they used 9/11 as a false flag attack. What's to stop it from happening in this country again? That's right. World War III coming soon to a theater near you. Check newspapers for showtimes. Could happen. All these people coming across the border. How many of them? See, Tom Cotton wants to know. He sent a letter to Dorcas Mayorkas wanting to know, well, how many people over here are here with nefarious intent? You really think DHS is going to tell him that? No, that's called posturing. Let's send him a letter. Take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Yeah. I make fun of these things, folks. They're begging. This Congress is a joke. It's begging to be made fun of. So you got all these people out there saying that this hospital, I mean, this is what Rashida Tlaib is over there bawling and whining about. Oh, they killed all these innocent Palestinians. Now the drone footage is showing. Now, maybe that is also fake news. We don't know. Are you there? Did you see it with your own two eyes? There's the old seeing is believing. And now we're expected to take everybody's word for it. Can no one tell us the truth about what's going on there? Is it one big psyop? Should we just like stay out of it? Oh, no, we can't. We got our Congress involved. How many people have called your congressperson lately and said, if you vote to send troops into the Middle East, don't come back and try to hold the town hall meeting to explain yourself? Because none of your constituents here want World War III. And if you're going to bring it to our soil, buddy, you might as well sleep in the Capitol building, because you come back here, I guarantee you, we're going to offer you up to the terrorists. See, this day of jihad, it's not over yet. They hate us so much. And see, this is the problem. They hold everybody in America accountable for what our government does. Seriously. We don't hate the Jews. We don't hate the Palestinians. Those people, they don't want to be left alone. Hamas is reportedly killing their own people. Reportedly. Now, you know, this is the thing. If Israel's doing the same thing, I mean, look at, they required everybody to get the jab. People were dying. People were getting COVID. You don't think people are starting to think, hey, wait a minute. Our own government over here in Israel is trying to kill off half its population. Why is that? It's because they're all Khazars? Wow. Craziness of it all, right? Kerry Lake, by the way, has gotten an endorsement from Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming. He's a senator up there, Republican senator. So, you know, it's kind of interesting because Kerry Lake just doesn't put up with BS from the media. So she officially launched her campaign on October 10th to try to take over that seat currently held by former Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. That's funny. With a name like Sinema. Sinema, theater. Is there a little similarity there? Yeah. So, of course, former President Trump endorsed Kerry Lake as well. All you got to do is look at the border, folks. Look at the southern border and look what our government isn't doing to stop it. All you Trump haters out there, you need to look at the reality of the situation versus what's going on today. Back when Trump was there and he had Tom Homan as his border czar, they controlled what was going on. Now we have better, are you ready for this? 60,000 people a month coming into this country. Did you get what I just said? 60,000 people a month. And it's going to continue until we relieve Biden of his duty as whatever he thinks he is. 60,000. That's enough to, over the time left in his administration, to create a city the size of Seattle, Washington. And they're all over the United States of America. And all of them say they want to come here to live in peace and live in a prosperous country. I don't know what book they've been reading or whose message they've been hearing, but we are almost to the level of Venezuela. Venezuela used to be the third richest nation in the world. Now look at them. Wow. And we're headed in that direction unless we stop this stuff. And of course, the Senate, not to be outdone, is yelling at Biden to formally freeze the $6 billion ransom money opened up to Iran. Because the senators there, of course, feel that there is enough evidence to show that Iran should be held accountable for its direct support of Hamas. A judge has denied special request in Trump's case. Believe it or not, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon, she is presiding over the Trump case about mishandling classified documents, rejected special counsel Jack Smith's request to set up a private facility in D.C. to hold classified documents he's required to turn over to the defendants in discovery. She said, No, we're not doing that. You're going to set up an office right here in Florida. That's where this case is. You're not dragging all those documents off. Yeah. Well, but the special grand jury in D.C. is still meeting. So, you know, it's illegal to use a grand jury to produce additional information after a defendant's already been indicted. So we have a problem here. And of course, in court yesterday in New York, Judge Engoron warned ex-President Trump, keep your voice down. Why was that? Well, Trump conferred animatedly with his lawyers at the defense table while real estate appraiser Doug Larson's second day of testimony really got under his skin. He turned to his co-counsel and was loud enough for the witness to hear. State lawyer Kevin Wallace asked the judge to ask the defense table to stop commenting during the witness's testimony, adding that the exhortations were audible on the witness's side of the room. The judge then asked everybody to keep their voices down, particularly if it's meant to influence the testimony. Oh. Well, he didn't threaten them. And of course, now we have a second. You remember Tanya Chutkan? She's black, right? Black judge, appointed by Obama Lama Shaman Lama Ding Dong, right? Well, guess what? She's now been randomly appointed to oversee the civil suit brought by the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, accusing President Trump and his campaign in the Republican National Committee of disenfranchising black voters. Oh, Vince Ellison, you see, that's why I want you to share that conversation with people, because the NAACP is up to no good here. They want to make black people victims. They want to treat black voters like they're stupid. And I even brought that up on the show yesterday to Vince Ellison, who readily agreed with me that NAACP has one agenda and one agenda only, and that is to mess with black people, mess with its own, when it should be standing up and telling people, look, you have every right to be as successful in this country
as a white folk.
Yeah, no. You look at Larry Elder. I can name a dozen black people out there that are successful. Oh, no, they want you all victimized. These people that were successful out there knew what it took, knew how to get it, studied it, bothered to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and make something of themselves. That opportunity exists for every single human being in America. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. And apparently, you know, when I said content of your character yesterday, that opened up a whole can of worms with Vince Ellison's conversation. You really should go listen to it and share it with your friends. Wow. We got more U.S. snooze. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. And we'll open up the phone lines, of course, for those of you who want to jump in and comment on what's going on here. After these very important words from the Power Hour, stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Well, we're back here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, 33 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Thursday. A couple of interesting notes before we go to the phones. RFK Jr., remember, he's running as an independent. Well, he just unzipped his fly. I'm using that as not in the literal sense, but in the proverbial sense. Remember yesterday's show with Vince E. Ellison? Yeah. Well, guess what? Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. departed from his usual moderate posturing by coming out in favor of reparations. Oh, my God. Yeah, we need to have reparations to help the black folk. Oh, see, this whole thing about the welfare system and being able to go out and get a job and go to school or start your own business. Everybody in America has that same opportunity. Why we have to have reparations? Yes, Mr. Kennedy, were you there during the Civil War? Yeah. I'm telling you, this whole thing is turning into a shift show. I think when people find out where these reparations, where this argument is headed, Mr. Kennedy is going to lose a ton of votes. Nobody wants to pay people and give people money. I mean, it's bad enough they're giving all these immigrants $9,000 in Chicago while people are being kicked out of their homes and record numbers have been foreclosures. By the way, George Soros-backed Orleans Parish District Attorney Jason Williams got carjacked. Oh, man, it's just not Henry Cuellar now. Number two, Jason Williams, Soros-backed DA in New Orleans. He and his 78-year-old mother were kicked out of their car Monday night around 10 o'clock, and we're just now hearing about it. Said Williams got out of the car when the suspect converged on it. He urged his mother to get out as well, and they carjacked his car. Now, I wonder what's going to happen now that they've become a victim. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? In Congress, with this joke of a speaker nomination going on, Jim Jordan, of course, has lost the speaker vote for the second time as his support appears to be ebbing. 22 members of his own party opposed him, including four Republicans who supported him a day earlier and for some strange reason decided to change their mind. So we had Doug LaMalfa and Victoria Spartz that decided to, let's vote for Jordan. And then, of course, those that voted against him that are keeping him out of the speaker's chair, Don Bacon, Vern Buchanan, Ken Buck, Lori Chavez-Derrimer, Anthony D'Esposito, Mario Diaz-Balart, Jake Elsey, Drew Ferguson, Andrew Garbarino, Carlos Jimenez, Tony Gonzalez, Kay Granger, John James, Mike Kelly, Jen Kiggins, Nick LaLota, Mike Lawler, Marionette Miller-Meeks, John Rutherford, Mike Simpson, Pete Stauber, and Steve Womack. If any one of those names is in your district, you might want to make a phone call. As a matter of fact, now that that happened, Representative Marionette Miller-Meeks of Iowa is receiving credible death threats after voting against Jordan for becoming House Speaker. Yep. Wow. So she says. Miller-Meeks, a Republican who represents a politically competitive district in Iowa, voted for Jordan the first time, but switched to vote for Representative Kay Granger of Texas, chair of the House Appropriations Committee, yesterday. Boy, this is what makes a shift show. Amazing how that works. Joe in Arkansas, good morning, sir. You're caller number one.
Okay. About the United Nations military, I remember during the first Gulf War, President George H.W. Bush was saying this was a NATO operation. And I was listening to a local talk radio show, and the host was asking, what is NATO? You know, why is this a NATO operation? So this was before the internet, so I went to the library and looked up the Encyclopedia Britannica and looked up the NATO charter, and it said that NATO was under the United Nations, and everything that NATO did was in furtherance of the goals and purposes of the United Nations. So I think basically NATO is the United Nations military. And so the NATO countries now are fighting Russia and Ukraine because I think Russia doesn't want to be under the thumb of the United Nations world government. And I think now NATO is going to fight the Muslim countries in the Middle East because they also want to be somewhat independent and not under the thumb of the United Nations world government. So I think that's what NATO is. It is the United Nations military.
Interesting. So you looked this up in Encyclopedia Britannica, and you're for sure that that was accurate at the time you read it, right?
Well, I think the Encyclopedia Britannica is authoritative, and it printed, you know, directly, verbatim, what the NATO charter was.
All right. Well, I'm sure they wouldn't lie about that. So assuming that this is correct,
I'm sure the NATO charter is online now and anybody can look it up.
Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you this, though, Joe. What's your take on the fact that we could see UN vis-a-vis NATO troops trying to lock down America by force? You see that happening?
Seems like kind of a long shot. I suppose it's remotely possible. You know, it seems at this point it's kind of a long shot to me.
Okay.
You know, I think if our government wants to lock down America, I think they've got the police and the American military that are quite capable of, you know, doing what they want to do.
Mm,
of course, I wonder, there would be a lot of resistance from some sectors of the American people.
I think you're right about that for sure. But I just, you never know. I mean, you might see the blue hats, the blue helmets out there somewhere. You know, it's amazing, too, that they would have UN troops wearing powder blue helmets. Go figure. Well, really. Yeah, that reminds me of Good Morning Vietnam when Robin Williams was talking about, you know, if you're going to fight, clash. Wow. All right. Well, that good point made there, Joe. I appreciate that. Thank you for doing your research. NATO. Huh. Interesting. NATO, UN. You know, I guess people didn't read between the lines like Joe just did. Joe was curious enough to discover and went out and did a little research and says, hey, wait a minute. NATO is under the UN. Now, why would he lie? I don't think he is. Thank you for your call, Joe. Appreciate that. Brady in Vegas, you're on. Go.
Yeah, speaking of like NATO, here's another one for you. NASA. And what does NASA mean in Hebrew, Dave?
Oh, I know where we're going with this. Go ahead.
It means to deceive. Okay. I was listening to your past show just a little while ago before you came on at 5 Year, and one of your guests was talking about flat earth theory. And flat earthers are basically conspiracists. But during the lockdown here in Las Vegas, I studied lots of material that I never thought that the earth was semi-flat and non-rotating. But after watching numerous videos and stuff, I am firmly convinced that the earth is mostly flat, it's non-spinning, and they've been trying to deceive us since day one. When we walked into the kindergarten room, they showed you a round globe of the earth. That was their first case of where they tried to deceive you, like NASA stands for, was their first day of school. The earth is not round and spinning. The sun is not 96 million miles away. We are not spinning west to east at 1,200 miles per hour. And all that nonsense that they taught you all the way through college has been bunk. Just like everything on the TV screen, the Western media, just like they showed you about that hospital that was supposedly bombed, it hit the parking lot.
Yeah.
And anybody would have a bomb big enough, go ahead.
I have to bring up the... Since you're talking about the world is flat, I have to bring up the gravity of the situation here. The gravity. Get it? Gravity? It's like, how are we not floating around? The gravity of the situation is. How is it that you manage to be walking around and you're not floating up in space? That's what I want to know. Well, I got my dose of it this morning. Thanks for your call, Brady. I appreciate that. Wow. Everything I thought I knew. Yep. Jeff in North Carolina. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Awesome show as usual. Yeah, you could have asked, Cal Thomas about the earth being flat when he was on and see what he would have said, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, pi aren't square, pi are round. You know, I get it. My goodness. The world is flat.
Wait, hey, I wanted to tell you, Dave, I got a comment. When he was on the other day, and my wife was walking through here when I was listening to your show, and then he started talking about how the Twin Towers went down and how the planes flew in and all. I was like, oh, my God. She was like, Jeff, you need to calm down, man. You need to calm down. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry or go outside or what, you know?
Scream. You know what, Jeff, I gotta ask you, how many of our listeners at the time this commentary was going over the radio, when you were listening to this thing, how many listeners out there do you think reacted the same way you did?
Well, you know, Dave, that's a good question. You know, you got such awesome callers and listeners on here. I would probably say the majority of them they might have went outside and cried or laughed or punched a tree or I don't know what. You know, they're like, this guy here, where did this guy come from? This educated and Christian contemporary writer or whatever he is, you know, supposed to have this knowledge, you know.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, Jeff, you're supposed to. And it's like the knowledge base. It's like, where did you get your education? You've been around, you've been a syndicated columnist for as many years as he has been. And it's like, not once did you ever question the narrative? Not once? Because the book, I got a copy of the book. The way the book is presented is that he picks a year. He talks about the year and all the significant things that happened during the year, and then Cal's take. And so he basically espouses his opinion about everything that was going on during that year. And this is exactly it's a chronological history of everything that happened from 1982 to 2022. And this is in his take on it. Well, the thing is understand that there's a lot of people out there that are still living in that other world. And the other world I'm speaking of is the other world that doesn't ask questions and doesn't challenge the narrative. That's the other world he's living in. And when he came on the show and proceeded to, in an accusatory manner, tell us we didn't know what we were talking about, and then tried to justify what he said, it just, you know, people looked at the radio and went, oh, buddy, keep going. You're digging yourself a hole. Because I think a lot of people know better. So many people have awakened. They can't be fooled anymore by what they see and hear in mainstream media. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, you're exactly 100% right. And Dave, you know, here's something. I've been listening to you now for a few months. You got some very, very, very good callers that call in, just like the one that just called just now. And you have very, very up-to-date and very intelligent callers. And that's part of the reason why I listen to your show. It's really good. But let me ask you this real quick, and I'll get off here, Dave. Seriously, you were in the military. I was in the military. There's a lot of people on here that are veterans. Now, what would you do? Let's say you come to this knowledge at this point in your life right now, that the knowledge that we have about what's going on behind the scenes and so forth here, the truth of everything, and you're in the military right now, and you're in the military and you come up with all this truth, God shows you all this truth, what would be the thing to do? What would you do at this point? So I'll go ahead and hang up. God bless you. Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate it, Jeff. And here's the thing. If I was actively serving in the military right now and they required me to take the shot, I would quit. I would say, nope, don't want to be part of this anymore, because I'm seeing and hearing. I have a mind. I have a brain. And it's amazing that when I was in basic training during NOM, my CO wanted to know, what's your MOS? Private. And I'm like, ASA, sir. Outstanding, private, and went to the next guy. Now, it's really funny when you make somebody aware that you're part of Army Security Agency and you're about to be assigned a top secret crypto clearance. That's cryptography for those of you, not what Sam Bankman-Fried was messing with. And you literally could control their future and their outcomes if they messed with you. And you got past AIT and the defensive language school, and you moved into the upper echelons of black ops. You could change people's lives. And so, you know, I have to look at the state of affairs, understanding a lot of these guys and the 40,000 troops that quit the military did so because they weren't going to succumb to the jab. They weren't going to end up with heart problems. They were much better off A lot of people join the military because they don't have another opportunity being afforded to them. That's all they've been taught. So they go join the army because at least they got, you know, three hots and a cot, so to speak. You're kind of property of the United States government at that point. And I don't know that they actually understand it. But see, like Jeff, folks, they took an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, are these military, are they part of USA Incorporated? Or are they part of the constitutional military? Ask yourself that question. And then decide if it's an order has been given to you to shoot American citizens. Will you then turn your weapon on your commanding officer who gave you the order to shoot American citizens and take him out and anyone who agrees with him and attempts to enforce that order? Because that is against the Constitution. Life, liberty, and property. So that's your choice when you're in the military. I sometimes, Jeff, I think that half the people who didn't serve don't understand what we went through. Basic training to me was a piece of cake because of what I was doing. For the average guy that goes into the fighting machine, and I'm talking about people like going to Fort Polk and places like that where you do basic training because you're going to be in infantry. You know, that means you want to go out and kill somebody, and you're training to do just that. You know, you have to live with your decision every time you pull the trigger. You got to live with it. This is something else that, you know, makes them hardened. In basic, we had red targets. In other words, when you shoot at them, they explode in blood. So understand what we endured, especially during wartime. They have to get you desensitized to all of this. So I just, you know, I don't understand why our own troops would turn their weapons on American citizens other than the fact that they don't understand the Constitution that they swore an oath to abide by. Patrice in Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I mean, it all starts with, do you think that Cal Thomas has any concept of, you know, none of us were happy to figure out how we've been duped our whole entire life.
Yep.
All we wish to do is seek the truth, and you should be allowed to ask questions.
Thank you.
What is so wrong with that? And to have a debate about
Thank you.
One side or the other. Our agenda is the truth. The problem is evil's agenda is to deceive, steal, and destroy. I mean, so that's what you're up against.
Yep, that's right. So we hit it head on.
And by the way, regarding that hospital, why is it on Saturday Israeli government told the hospital that they had to get remove all their patients within 2 hours? Why wouldn't you think that they were going to bomb them?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. We're not there. We hear things. It's all part of the PSYOP.
And Israel created Hamas to go against Yasser Arafat back in the day. So Hamas is Israel too. So it's
amazing
a joke.
How that works. Yep.
Yeah.
I appreciate
you know, wag the dog.
There you go.
Why I'm beating you over the head over there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Here, let's. Yeah, you got your old brown shoes to throw over the power line?
Oh, speaking of shoes, this is a great one. False flags, if you ever look, out of all the destruction, then they'll show shoes, like a little a pair of shoes or a whole sea of shoes. that is their mark.
There you go. PSYOP in its
full
regale.
Go look at the pictures. Go look at the pictures over. They had shoes on the Israeli bombing, you know, that happened on Saturday by Hamas on ABC. What was their takeaway? Last shot were shoes.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a, you know, you think about Jim Jordan. He's supposed to be a real shoe-in, but no. Patrice, thanks so much for your call. Good points made. Eric in Missouri, we're going to take your call if you'll stay there till after the break. We are at the break right now. We will be back with more phone calls and more news after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, which is going to open up in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
We're affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.